only.
Highs of 13 to 16 degrees. Today FM News will have more at 3.
It seems everyone's had the same notion with regard to your wallaby story. Give us an update again. First of all, where's the wallaby missing from?
I can tell where you're going with this. It was spotted yesterday in Faith Leg in Waterford. I think that's how you pronounce it.
And how to get to Waterford? Ryanair? Or?
There's no flights
into Waterford Airport with Ryanair.
Well, it was kept on a farm, I believe, in Waterford by a guy in Waterford.
A wallaby farm?
Yes.
If you wallaby my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Yeah. Of course, there are wild wallabies on Lambay Island, just off the coast of Dublin.
Wild, wild wallabies?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that a Will Smith song?
It was, yeah.
So the bit you're interested in is the reward, I assume.
Yeah. This lady, who is this?
Robin.
Robin, and a number of people sent this in just during the sport there. Have a listen.
Lads. That report on the wallaby, the reward doesn't make sense.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's got it is going to wait 8 days before they hand it in and claim €800 rather than €200 today.
I know.
So it's going up, the reward is going up incrementally until it hits a limit of €800.
Yeah. Now, I don't know, does it cost €100 to keep a wallaby in your house? But surely you're going to make a return.
You'll hold on to the wallaby if you've got sufficient wallaby space.
Then you're holding the wallaby hostage. You've kidnapped. You've wallaby napped the wallaby.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Sorry, who was that again?
Robin.
Surely they should have started at 800 and reduced it each day it takes for somebody to give it back.
Reduce. Oh, so for every, just in case someone fancies holding onto a wallaby for the crack, is it? It's like, it's worth 800 now. Give it in now. Because, oh, but I don't want to give it in because it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous little wallaby.
Do we need to get Liam Neeson on the case here? Because he's got a very particular set of skills.
He does. Yeah. Yeah. Do his skills pertain to wallaby recovery? recovery. Anyway, I'll leave it with you. We'll see what the crack is. With regard to the wallaby.
It's a real thinker, that one. It's a real thinker.
It really is. Yeah, it's a head scratcher.
It's a return on investment. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Right, we'll wait till next week. Anyone finds a wallaby, keep it in a shoebox till then, right? We had to play this afternoon. Come on, you know the words. Da 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 da. Radio. The theme tune to Murder, She Wrote, in memory of Angela Lansbury. What a tune. Unbelievable.
It's classic. Yep.
Unbelievable. As I was saying earlier on, it is the Annie Lennox Walking on Broken Glass of classic theme tunes. Murder, She Wrote, in memory of Angela Lansbury, who of course played Jessica Fletcher for decades in Murder, She Wrote. Unbelievable. I still know all the words. Joe, even after all these years,
Lil Nas X, that's
what I want. Is it though? Would you not prefer something else? You sure?
No,
that's what I want.
Are you sure? Nothing. I'd like to try something a little bit more upbeat.
No, I swear to God, that's what I want. Lil Nas X, that's what I want. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray here, JP's there.
How are you doing?
The gang's all here. Gonna do a roll call now, actually.
Might as well, yeah.
0874-100-102. Ray on show. JP.
On show.
0874-100-102 for your texts, your WhatsApps, your voice notes, your hellos, and your how yous. On show, lads. Surely Skippy is the only man for this job. He was a crime solving kangaroo, so he's got the right credentials when it comes to tracing lost wallabies. From Jared, this refers to, of course, to the missing wallaby in Waterford?
Correct.
And there's a missing wallaby, and the prize fund is going up every day until it hits 800. So the risk, of course, is that if anyone finds a wallaby, they'll hold on to it until it hits the 800 mark. And then you have the joy of having a wallaby for a week. A week-long wallaby, if you will. A week-long wallaby, if you will. Will you week-long wallaby, will you will?
Holly Wallaby. I'll write that down.
Write that down for the outro.
I'll keep that for later, yeah.
So much we didn't get to do on the show today. Holly Wallaby. On show, lads, I've just contacted Doug the bounty hunter from Andy. Well, we're not hunting bounties, Andy. We're hunting wallabies. We're not hunting them, of course. We're not going to... We don't intend on skinning them or killing them for their meat. We just want to rescue him and deliver him back to the sanctuary of the wallaby farm.
Yeah, the wallaby is wanted alive, not dead.
He's a wanted wallaby. Will you want a week-long wallaby? Will you or won't you want a week-long wallaby? Won't you or will you? Am I a wally for asking will you or won't you want a week-long wallaby?
Maybe this wallaby wants to be free. Maybe he's a want-away wallaby.
I tell you what, write it down. Write it down with Holly Wallaby.
It's in there.
Gary's over there, 0874 100102.
Lads, yeah. Have a listen to that song, Moulin Rouge. Huh? You know, with Christine Aguilera and all of them.
Yeah.
And I think they know where the wallaby is.
Why?
Because when she starts calling them all out to sing, huh? She says something like, Matt Wallaby.
Really?
It was amazing foresight on the part of Pink and the ladies to know then that the wallaby was going to go missing now, whatever, 15 years later.
It's we did nonsense on this before,
did
I think.
We?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know the way when a song is ending and we're talking over the end of it?
Right.
There is a wallaby reference there, and I think we've done a whole wallaby bit on this. Gary, are you just repeating our nonsense back to us? Hang on, Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, Missy Elliott, it's either Lil' Kim, my soul sisters.
Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul.
Right, let me skim on a little bit for you. Hang on. I think it's at the very end.
Yeah, it is.
So it's as the song is fading out, you can hear them make the wallaby reference.
Hey.
Maya.
What did she say? Rock wallaby.
I think she says my wallaby.
My wallaby.
All right. Gary, thanks for that. We'll pass it on to the relevant authorities. And if you're in line for any of that that money, we'll be sure to make sure you get your cash, okay? James, sit down. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. How you doing? Ray here, JP's there. Yeah. We were playing this earlier on. JP's on the keyboard.
Yeah.
He's got nimble fingers. Sure, I'll just play the whole thing again. This is a memory of Angela Lansbury. We can call her Cork native, can't we? She spent so many summers in Ballycotton. She had a house there. Murder, She Wrote theme tune. Among the greatest of all theme tunes, it has to be said. Then we're reading the news. Was last night that Angela Lansbury sadly passed away yesterday. She was in Los Angeles. That's where she lived. Sadly passed away at the age of 96. She was, of course, she had a multitude of various roles. Let me call my Murder, She Wrote guy.
What? You've got a Murder, She Wrote guy?
Let me call my Angela Lansbury guy.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Actually, Jim says he's flying today. He's in the airport, so we either get him now or we lose him forever.
Punching the digits.
Jim is her godson.
Right.
Was Angela Lansbury's godson.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Jim?
Yep.
Hello, Jim. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Ray. Thank you very much indeed. I'm well.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Sad news, and I suppose our sympathies are with you because you were... Am I right in saying you were Angela Lansbury's godson?
I'm one of many of her godchildren, yes.
Wow. And do you know what? I thought I was cool. My godmother had a sports car when I was a kid. Your godmother was a golden age Hollywood legend. I mean, you win, hands down. That is incredible. How did it come about? What was the relationship?
So obviously, when she first came to Ireland, she bought a house in Connor called Knockmorne. And this was in the late 60s, early, and some of that. And she became friends with my father and stuff like that. So if she sort of just ended up, just becoming a godmother over the years, do you know what I mean? So she took on the role.
Right. So
my mother died when I was very young.
So she would have had the relationship or friendship then with your dad. I was only reading last night that, because everyone associates her with Ballycotton, but she'd been in a couple of locations, or had a couple of properties. She'd moved around a little bit.
She did. I mean, so she lived in Connor for many, many years, but then my father, he sold up and moved down to Churchtown South by Ballycotton in the mid-80s. And then because of Angela's friendship with both my father and with Myrtle Allen, the late Myrtle Allen of Ballymaloe, and of Lucy Pierce, Stephen Pierce's mother, she came and she bought a field next to my father's house, and my father and stepmother, and she built a house there in early 91.
Yeah, and that was where she spent most of the summers then, like through the 90s and into the 90s.
Right through all the way up until 2018 was her last summer there.
Yeah, so many people, I spent some time working in Cork myself, and you'd hear so many stories of people, like she was practically a local, treated as Usher, it's herself out the road really, not the Hollywood megastar.
Do you know what, Ray? She was everyone's favourite granny. Mm. And she treated everyone as she'd expect to be treated. You never find anyone have a bad word to say about her. You know what I mean?
The funny thing about her, Jim, is that for our generation, I don't know about your generation, but for my generation, I'm early 40s, is that I always associate her with Beauty and the Beast. She was the teapot. And Murder, She Wrote, of course, was the big one. But she had a whole other career. And I suppose Ireland sort of punctuated that, her arrival in Ireland, because she took her kids over here, didn't she?
She did. She brought Anthony and Dee Dee over here when she came over in the 70s. Do you know what I mean? And they lived with her. Obviously, Anthony went on to become a star in films, and he obviously then became a producer for Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
And Dee Dee obviously became a restaurateur. And I think he only just stopped. She only just recently sold the restaurant in LA.
And tell us about your own background. You're Cork, or what's your story?
I was born and bred in Cork, in Catalines.
Right.
But obviously, I've spent the last 38 years living in London, and I moved back again last year, back to Ireland to keep an eye on my stepmom. And she's in her 80s.
Yeah.
God love her.
I was going to say, you've got an incredibly strong East Cork accent.
And I was very fortunate that I was able to borrow Angela's house while we did up our own small cottage. So for the last 6 months, well, from December last year through until June of this year, I lived in Corrymore, which is her Irish home.
Wow.
And she very generously let me stay there. While I was doing up a small cottage with my partner Hillary.
What are your memories yourself? I mean, you must have a million of them of this incredible lady as your godmother. Well, like as a kid, what was it like growing up, or what were your memories of her?
You know, as a kid and sitting around a dining room table or having dinner of an evening, and I remember turning around one day, and I think I'll tell you who else was at the table, was a gentleman by the name of Herd Hatfield, who was the co-star from Dorian and Gray.
Wow.
And I remember turning around to people and saying, I don't really know any famous people. And to me, famous people were like James Hunt and people like that at that age. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never put them on a pedestal.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I suppose that, like, if she was just always there, no more than an auntie, Auntie Angela or your granny, they're just around. You just take it in stride. You have no concept of how famous she is. And like you say, she was everyone's granny. Listen, sir, so very sorry for your loss, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. The coolest godmother in the world, it has to be said. Jim,
no bother, Ray. Thank
cheers,
you very
mate.
Much indeed.
Fly safe. All the best. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, bye.
I'm going to cry now.
As old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my God, what a song. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip.
Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip.
It's past your bedtime.
It's past your bedtime.
The office. Oh, it's gorgeous. Angela Lansbury had a house in Connaught, Cork. She used to call my grandparents. She used to call into my grandparents all the time from Joey. Foley, what a legend Angela was. R.I.P. from Niall and Tip. Really, Ray, did you have to play that song? Has me crying now from Debs. I'm the very same. Sure, I always get. I listened to it about 15 times this morning. And fun fact, Angela Lansbury's daughter was a part of the Manson family and Angela helped rescue her from Anya. No, that wasn't entirely true. That she had fallen in with the wrong crowd. And there was, I was reading this story as well last night, that growing up in LA at the time, and of course Angela and her husband were a part of the Hollywood set, and these were young teenagers, and they were getting swept up in drugs. In particular, her daughter, was it Dee or Deirdre he was referring to, and that I think the Charles Manson and the daughter's paths had crossed, and she was concerned about her daughter getting into drugs, and then that's why she brought her family to Ireland, and it broke up that the relationship there, or whatever was happening in terms of the drugs and the people she was hanging around with.
What Crevo, yeah, Crevo's been in touch as well on the text. He says, feck's sake, who's chopping onions? Not a dry eye in the house.
I was the same. Right, stick around. We have to do Blink 182.
Sure do.
I've got tickets for Blink 182 to give away. They're performing next September in Dublin. That's coming up. I'm playing Lady Gaga next.
Ray Foley. Stick around.
Is it over?
Nearly over, yeah.
I think that's enough. Britney Spears, Elton John, Homie Clusel. Today FM, playing the music you love.
Very accurate. Yeah.
Clusel. That word closer needs to be delivered in a French accent. Clusel.
Clusel. It's a unique
style. Clusel. What a great song. Actually, speaking of great songs, you can go see Blink 182 next September live. They've got a world tour. They've got a new album coming out. Blink 182 tour announcement and tickets. They've just announced their first world tour in nearly a decade.
Blink 182, right? Thanks.
That's 10 years.
That is 10 years, yeah.
I'm not talking about Blink 181. And I'm not talking about Blink 183.
Right. Are you saying they'd be Blink 192 now because it's 10 years later?
I want you to do something for me, right?
What's that?
This doesn't really work that well on radio. Like most of my broadcasting.
Perfect.
This doesn't work that well on radio.
Okay.
But I want you to count how many times I blink. Right? Ready? Here we go. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We may be here sometime.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Will
we keep going?
Absolutely. It's compelling. 15, 17, 19, 20, 21.
If you want to see what happens, you can listen back on the podcast.
We're streaming live now. Check out the webcams.
I'd love to stay with it all the way to 182. They're going to be playing Dublin's 3 Arena on the 5th of September 2023. Tickets are going on sale Friday morning, 10 o'clock. Ticketmaster.ie. We've got the first tickets in all of Ireland to give away. We gave away 2 tickets yesterday, another pair today. Today we're going general knowledge, is it?
It's not general knowledge, it's Blink 182 knowledge.
Blink 182 knowledge. Testing your fan credentials. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Answer this question. Which of these people is a member of Blink 182? Is it A, Travis Barker? Is it B, Ronnie Barker?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Or is it C, Sue Barker? Ooh. Very easy. Travis, Ronnie or Sue? Which of the Barker brothers was in Blink 182? Text us or WhatsApp us 0874 100 102. We're going to need a winner in the next few minutes. So we're playing Destiny's Child.
Ray Foley.
Next right here.
Super Mike's and Super
Perry Fireworker today FM. Boom, boom, boom. Even brighter than the moon, moon, moon. And we would urge you not to be using fireworks this Halloween. Maybe limit it to only to sparklers, yeah, that kind of thing. But bangers and wind them over. They're terribly dangerous. And Katy Perry should be mindful of that in terms of her future musical releases this holiday season.
She is a licensed pyrotechnician, though.
She is.
Yeah.
I forgot that. I forgot that, yeah. Blink 182, they've just... Blink 182.
Blink 182.
Oh, right, sorry. Blink 182.
The three numbers.
They've just announced their first world tour in nearly a decade, playing Dublin's 3 Arena on the 5th of September 2023. Tickets going on sale Friday, 10 a.m. We've got the first tickets in the whole of the land. In all of the land. Not the whole of the land, to give away.
Oh, it got very tense. Just right there, actually.
It's ringing.
That's Meath.
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 Hello?
Hello, is that Taran Meath?
It is.
Hello, Taran Meath. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM in Dublin. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Ah, only all right. Where are you?
I'm working at the minute in Balbriggan.
Hang on a minute. In Balbriggan?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're from Meath?
Yeah. Well, not technically. I'm from the north.
I was just thinking,
what?
You're all over the map. Living in Meath, working in Balbriggan. From whereabouts in Northern Ireland are you from?
I'm from Fermanagh.
I've heard of it. Right. So, what are you? You're a Blink 182 fan?
Massive Blink fan.
Well, here, you're going to like this question then. It's a Blink 182. 182. Is it Blink 182 or 182?
I always said 182. Maybe I'm not cool. I don't know.
Well, you're a super fan and you just go by Blink. You don't do the numbers.
Oh, you don't even do the numbers. Don't even do them digits. Right, Tara. Which of these people is a member of Blink 182? Is it Travis Barker, Ronnie Barker, or Sue Barker?
Travis Barker.
Yes! Well done, madam. Who are you going to take with you?
My friend Ernest.
Ernest?
We're massive fans, yeah.
Okay, well, have a great time. It's not till next September. And tickets are going on sale on Friday morning. Listen, congratulations. Thanks for coming on.
Delighted. Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Ray. What is that, you messer? With Supermax
and the Planet. Joey, the wallaby Joey, escaped months ago and was feared dead, but was spotted near to the castle yesterday. His owner, Seamus Walsh, explained how to get him if you see him.
They bounce up to 6 foot high, and it wouldn't be ideal to corner them. So what you do is you bring a fishing net or something, just throw it over them, they get rabble in it, and then they're calm enough, and you just put them in a little box and take them away. But we'd be happy to give a couple of hundred euros to anybody that can put in a yard for us or whatever where we can catch it, because they're quite a valuable little creature.
How big's a wallaby?
Well, they're smaller than a kangaroo.
It's about...
How big is a kangaroo?
I'd say it's like a 5 kg bag of spuds.
That's how you measure everything in
he always measures everything
units.
In potatoes.
Yeah.
So we're looking at 800 euro tops, and that's next Tuesday, is it?
Mm.
Someone's got that wallaby.
He did say it was quite a valuable animal, didn't he? Is it worth more than 800 euro?
I think he meant more sentimental. You know, he got attached. I believe
it means a lot to him, yeah.
I believe the wallaby was got as a birthday present for his son.
Okay.
And also, Joey, the wallaby, Joey's mother, Sheila, she's missing him too.
Joey, the Waterford wallaby.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we'll keep an eye out. You know that wallaby is sitting listening to the radio now with someone.
He's having tea.
And they're like, listen, we'll just wait till Tuesday. We'll get through the weekend. What are you having for your takeaway?
If you've got dash cam footage of the wallaby, give it over to the relevant authorities. Please do.
Please. Do what you can. Right, we played Julie Brennan.
To get her 13 to 16 degrees. Today FM News, I'll have more at 4.
Joey the Wallaby. I have some audio here of him. Do you want to have a listen?
Oh, audio of him?
Wow. This is Joey here.
How you doing?
Do you like that?
I mean, I didn't dislike it.
Hang on one second, please.
Wait a minute.
Please.
How you doing?
See?
I was expecting an Australian accent, to be honest.
How you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
It's like that.
How you doing?
It's like that.
How you doing?
What do you think? What do you think?
How you doing?
Is it sticking yet?
How you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
So what I did was I got a load of, because it's Joey from Friends saying, how are you doing?
Oh.
LMC and you two, take me to the clouds above. You're on Today FM, we play the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon, good day. Ray Foley on for your Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? It is Wednesday. Ray Foley's my name, JP's producing.
How am I? Okay.
What exactly are you producing over there? Other than a sheen of sweat. And an ominous odour. Is Baz around? Is he coming in or what?
He's out there, yeah.
You go get him.
Hang on.
Oh, go get him.
Hey, we've got movement. Come on in, Baz.
Baz doesn't even need his second name to be. He's like Madonna. He's like Cher.
Maradona.
He's like Maradona. Get over there and sit down. It's Baz and Shmawi, everybody. Sit down this one over here. Put you on this one over here, yeah. Come on over. Pull up a pew.
How's it going?
How's that, Shmoey, everybody?
Hey.
How are you, darling? Do you want to put on the headphones or leave them off?
Yeah, I'll just put them on.
How are you? The nicest man in the world.
No, is that true?
Northern Hemisphere.
I'll take that. That'll do.
How are you?
I'm good. Not too bad.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I was listening. You lads are very funny, I have to say.
Which lads? Really? You're listening to the two Johnnies.
No. About you being a pirate during the week.
What was it?
You were saying you were a pirate.
On Pirate Radio, was it?
No, you were a pirate. You were boarding other people's ships.
Oh, that's right, yeah. You were a ship and other pirates were boarding you. It was a joke about your size, right?
My girth. Yeah, I was saying how I'm like a tanker. It's very hard to slow me down. And don't try and turn me. And there's water jets up on my back to keep the pirates away. I got it. I got you. I instantly forget anything we do on this show.
See, that's a gift. That's a gift.
Instantly forgettable. Mm. Don't dwell on it too much. Mm. How are things?
Things are good. Yeah,
you're up to your face.
It's busy. It's good. My missus was away for a week, so I was trying to do the kids and work. And I don't know how people do that all the time. Well, honestly, it was like a beautiful mind writing algorithms on the window, just going, "How do I collect her from piano and come back and collect her?" And it's just annoying.
How many have you got under the one roof?
Actually, a lot of them have left.
Lovely.
You know, so there's, at the moment, there's two.
Okay, just the two?
Yeah.
Oh, that's grand. That's pretty okay, like, yeah.
Compared to the six that was there before.
Mother
and
of
when,
God.
When the first one went, I remember Tanya, she bawled. Charlotte went to, where'd she go, LA for a year, and Tanya cried every night, and I was like, do you not remember the plan? We feed them, we don't kill them, we get them out, and someday there's a glimmer of us getting our lives back. Yeah. But as they've started to kind of go off and go to college and all that, it's very quiet. I do miss them.
Oh, right, that's interesting.
Yeah. I didn't think I would as much as I do.
Who was I reading? I was reading an interview with somebody recently that were saying that they've rekindled they've managed to find their original, their own bond, their own original relationship as the kids are moving out. Are you not finding that?
I don't know.
or maybe you are just like, well,
I suppose so, but we still got two little ones at home, of course, so they're still a handful. But I was giving someone a pep talk about not having children, and I was going, you don't understand. You know the way you get up in the morning and you're with your missus and you just said, well, what will you do today? We'll have breakfast and we'll watch a movie. What will we do? That one day, that normal day when you have a load of children, that's a holiday.
Gone. Yeah.
What you considered that used to be just one normal day is now something you crave for, and maybe if you're lucky, you get 10 of them a year, you know?
Brian Dowling was in yesterday and he said, what did we, because he's got a new baby.
I saw it, yeah.
And he was like, what did we do? What did we do?
Why did we not invent stuff when we had the time?
Yeah, we had so much spare time.
I know. You just don't realise when you're happy.
I know they bring a different kind of happiness.
Joking, tiredness at the same time. Joking.
Tell us about DIY SOS.
Yeah, so I've got it written down here because I'm off to Sligo next to the Carpenter Mannion family down in Sligo, who are amazing. And there's a woman, Claire, there, and she unfortunately had a very bad stroke, and she's in the National Rehabilitation Hospital. So we're going to try and fix that, her home, to make it suitable for her to come home and be with her family. And she's three kids, and they're lovely, very sweet and funny, and they miss their mum, and she misses them. So it's good that she gets home, you know.
I watch the show. How long are you doing it now?
This is my third season.
So it's like three, not well, on and off for
several
years.
It's like doing
years.
A tour of Vietnam or something. I'm like, yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted
to
ask you.
I've been in the trenches quite a lot, man.
But it really is. And like, I know it's inspiring and it's beautiful and it's gorgeous and all, but it really must take it out of you though as well. Because you need to, you're not just showing up for like, hey, cut the ribbon, off you go, see you next week, bye-bye, on the telly. You're there for the whole thing.
Yeah, well, you know, it would help if they weren't really nice and relatable, but the thing is that really bad...
Did you do Ray's house?
I'm not really nice or relatable. You should totally come to my house.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I caught my finger in the door earlier, and do you know, I think I might lose the nail. So any chance you come out and do a conservatory?
Listen, just so you know who you're dealing with, when I told my missus, I told Tanya, I was like, you know, I'm thinking they're doing an Irish DIY SOS. She fell off the bed laughing, like howling for so long. It started to hurt my feelings
a bit. That you wouldn't be sympathetic?
It would be ridiculous that I would, like, I literally have a butter knife and an Allen key. That is my whole entire toolbox. You know, like, she does everything handy.
Fair enough.
It's very demasculating, but I've come to terms with it over the years.
But the requirement, I suppose, isn't necessarily for you to be doing all the work. You're sort of delegating.
I like people, and I like hanging out with people, and I like chatting to the families, and I like chatting to the volunteers, and there's that old mehel, that Irish kind of thing of helping each other. And it's all this stuff that sounds really corny. I appreciate that. But it actually, when you see it come together and you see people come from all over Ireland to help one family, sometimes they don't even know who these people are. They've just heard a story of something they've gone through, and they come and for 9 days they break their backs to bring someone home or to help a family out. It's really quite powerful to be around. I'm kind of addicted to that side of it. But then
I can imagine, yeah.
There's another side of it that can be quite sad, and you know, some of them are happy endings, and then some of them, you know, I have a friend Johnny who had motor neuron disease and still has it. And that's something that's, you know, that's hard to hear and watch.
Break your heart. Yeah,
just break your heart, because he's just such a nice guy and his wife.
Do you need anyone for next week? Do you want shout-outs or anything? Or?
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you what I'm looking for. If anyone's around and you're available to go to Sligo, I'm looking for, at the moment, I'm looking for just Tylers and Painters. And okay. That's between, we'll be in Sligo the 25th of October to the 3rd of November. You can email DIYSOSSligo@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear from you, you know.
Wow, and you go from project to project all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. Dude, I can barely get myself dressed in the morning. you're sorting out people's houses. You stick around for a couple of minutes.
I'd love to.
Lovely. Let me play with a little bit of this. TL and indeed C. No scrubs. This is Today FM. Let's go to All Radio, put our headphones on.
All three of us, huh? Perfect timing.
Amory, Niall Horan, everywhere. This is Today FM, playing the music you love.
And a good afternoon.
In the room with us, the one and only, the legend, the beautiful Baza Shmawi's here, everybody. Oh, hang on, better turn your microphone, actually.
How are you? Not only is he beautiful, but just an observation I might make, Ray. Uh-huh. Baza Shmawi, possibly in the running for best smelling guest we've ever had.
Yeah, you're certainly very fragrant.
What are you wearing?
Well, people do cross the street to smell me sometimes. that has happened.
What's your scent?
What is my scent? It's there's so many that I don't know what it actually is today. I just there's a Ventus.
Right. Okay.
And then there's a couple of ones.
Write it down. We'll write it down.
Yeah. It sounds like an accountancy firm. Yeah. We'll go with that. Aventus.
Is that software I use? I'm not sure.
Aventus for JP's Christmas present this year. Now.
Thank you very much. I'll take the bigger bottle, Ray, not the smaller one.
Okay, the 100 mils. Yeah. Right. I was just saying we're all radio. You did radio with Lucy Kennedy years ago.
I did. Yeah.
Did you ever see her?
Not enough.
Because she's doing her living with Lucy or whatever the modern version of that is.
She's brilliant. Like, I love Lucy. She's fab. Like, but she's just, I was just saying to you, it's kind of work and family, and there's not much outside of that. Don't really have a big circle of celebrity friends. Like, all the people I kind of hang around with are mostly people that knew me when I was a kid, and I don't even get to see them that much at the moment. It's just a lot of family life, really, you know?
I'll put you down for a massive celebrity falling out with Lucy.
I think we could do that for sure.
Put that one down. Any other feuds? Wait, I'm just trying to get the headlines for tomorrow now.
Yeah, celebrity MMA.
Yeah,
that's, we've just created it, yeah.
And tell us then about, speaking of Virgin Television that she's on, The sitcom that you're working on, there was a big splash about this.
Yeah.
You're writing a sitcom.
Yeah.
How are you finding time between juggling family and DIYSOS? Are you
hungry? Wolves at my door. Children who think I have money tree out the back.
They're giving me a check, so I'm writing it.
No, this
genuinely sounds like a great idea, because it's all based on your own experiences.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think someone wrote that it's my life, but it's not my life at all. God forbid. But I wrote a pilot for a comedy like 6 years ago. Dramas and comedies take years to make. And I remember someone saying it'll take you about 5 years to get this made if you're lucky. And I was like, no, it won't, because TV, you pitch it and you're making it in 6 months. But literally, it's about 6 years. And when I brought it to someone in BBC, and they were like, we love it, but we want to change the main protagonist in it to a woman. And I was like, well, not unless I become Mrs. Doubtfire. You're not doing that, because I wrote it to be in it. So now it's kind of, now we're kind of green lit and we're ready to go. And
cool.
I'm just in the middle of writing it, really.
Can you act?
I'm brilliant.
Right, okay, bother.
They made me shoot scenes first, because we knew they'd be like, I don't know about him acting, so we had to shoot a couple of scenes to get together.
And you're well able.
Yeah, I know, I started off as an actor originally, so I enjoy it. I enjoy it, you know, I enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. What happened there? Wait, Supermax.
Oh, Jesus. Did I win something?
Time to cut you off.
Visit
Supermax.
What's all the confetti for?
What happened there? My bed ended.
Oh,
how disappointing.
Was.
I hate it when I reach the edge of the bed. You end up falling off.
That's brilliant.
Anyway, so you're in the middle of writing that at the moment,
yeah.
Then, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then you got the DIY in Sligo.
Doing the DIY in Sligo, and then, my other couple of projects with RTE as well for next year. So
it's always good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys. Loving it.
Will you come in again tomorrow?
I do this every day, please.
Okay, we'll see you around 3 o'clock again tomorrow.
Lovely.
Okay, in between the school runs.
I'll just be floating out there again. You just wave whenever you want me.
Grand, okay, we'll haul you in.
Happy
ladies and gentlemen, boys, from the 25th, was it to the 3rd of November?
It is, 3rd of November,
Tyler's and Painter's. DIYSOSLIGO@gmail.com. And when will that be on the telly then?
That'll be on the telly. There's a Christmas special at Christmas, and then there's an April for the rest of the series.
Looking forward to it. Bazish Man, everybody!
Thanks, boys.
What a beauty!
The AFM School of
this
Radio.
Is the irony of this now, right?
Learn from the people that do it best.
We just heard me make an absolute muck of it.
I'm John Duggan.
I love that on radio. I'll be getting you much of it.
Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me, this is Today FM, we play the music you love. And good afternoon. Great Foley off your Wednesday.
Ooh, he drew.
Baz Ashmawi was in. I never did my Baz impression for him while he was here.
You've got a Baz Ashmawi impression.
Yeah.
Sorry, when are you going to start the impression?
That's it. I can do one word as Baz Ashmawi.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Kiki's been in touch on 0874-100-102. Not Kiki D. Kiki says, Jesus, Ray, good luck with JP's present this Christmas. Cheapest bottle of that perfume I can see online, 50 mils at €214.
Oh my God, yes. Bazish Maui.
Nice one.
Did you notice as well, he was a bit reluctant to tell us the name of it.
Yeah.
Clearly because it's a grand a bottle.
It's delicious though.
That's Bazish Maui money. Lads, how low can you go? Best show ever, bring it back from John. Well, we're testing just how low
every
the
day.
Radio bar can be set. And Jesus Ray, good luck with you. Oh, yeah, that's Kiki on texts on that one. Yeah, again, still waiting on the invitation to be a lecturer in the Today FM School of Radio.
Oh, right, okay.
There was no, even on the ad, that feed that pops up there.
You're not on that, are you not?
They've never said, Ray, would you fancy...
The Today FM School of Radio and Podcasting. Learn from the people that do it best.
Every time my phone rings, yeah. I expect it to be TDFMSRPR.
Right.
And nothing.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Putting it out there once again to the Dean. I'm available.
JFM's cash machine.
Who's the Dean anyway?
The head of
school.
Ian Dempsey.
Most likely, actually.
Dean Dempsey.
He's like the Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Of the Hogwarts of radio here at Marconi House. Enough of this nonsense. Here, there's over €20,000 on the line on the Today FM. Back, Dr. Dre, California Love. This is Today FM. Hearing the music you love. Alright, good afternoon.
Make a shake, shake, shake it. Shake, shake it.
Shake it, Cali. Shake it, Kathy. Who's Kathy?
Shake it, Cali.
Hey, guys. Galway Comedy Festival's on the end of this month in Galway.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they generally have the Galway Comedy Festival in Galway. We've an amazing prize to give away. Two tickets for a show of your choice at the Comedy Festival on the first two nights of the festival, Tuesday the 25th and Wednesday the 26th of October. Two nights stay for two at the 5-star G Hotel on the 25th and 26th in a superior room. Breakfast each morning. You get to enjoy a pre-show dinner on the night of your choice in the hotel's signature lounge. The G Hotel, no ordinary hotel. You can see the ghotel.ie for more details. So for the Galway Comedy Festival, there's over 100 artists perform, 100 acts, 100 comedians, 100 shows, like Carl Spain, Dylan Moran, Tommy Tiernan, Jim Owen, and loads more. GalwayComedyFestival.ie is their website. We just want you to get in to win today. Just tell us who's the comedian that we're playing now.
And the devil said, come over to my side. I'll give you all the money in the world. And Jesus replied, he said, what care I? He was Daddy Shakespeare. What care I for all the money in the world when I have no pockets? The money will just be rolling all over me legs. I look stupid.
Come on now, if you don't know that, you're some idiot. Text or WhatsApp 0874 100102. What's his name, your name, and where you're from will get you into a win.
Ray Foley.
Stick around, we've got to take that next.
Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect pizza.
Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars and Uptown Funk. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Aren't you going to have to know? Now that's a screaming at the top of your lungs while dropping the kids to school first thing in the morning song. Another screaming at the top of your lungs while dropping the kids to school first thing in the morning. Butchering the song in front of the man who wrote it. Are you over there, Tom? Hello.
Hello, Thomas? I'm here. So I've been butchering that song for about 20 years.
Tom Fletcher from McFly joins us, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very good. Yeah, I feel I've had a coffee. I'm energized.
You're feeling buzzed. You're feeling well. I've had my my Barocca, so we're on nice. Even keel. The two of us we're well matched. This morning we were because I knew you were going to be on. We were playing the McFly tunes in the car. One of the greatest ands in music. One of the greatest ands.
Oh, yeah.
ANDs. One of the greatest ands ever in music is in that song. Hang on. I got it. Hairs on the back of the neck. When those drums come in and the ands. Oh, my God. Every time.
Yeah, I've never thought about that before. It's quite rare that you get a long note on an and. We milked that and.
Milking an and for several years as well. Lovely to talk to you, man. The book is fantastic. We were actually reading this last night as well. This is the latest of a multitude of books. This is Space Band and it's coming out tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the first time I've written about a band and I'm actually quite surprised it's taken me this long to write about the only thing that I actually know about. And my son is actually partly responsible. So I've got three boys and I run all my book ideas past them. And I started telling them this one about 2 years ago. And my oldest son, he's 8, he got so excited. He basically just stopped me from talking and then told me what should happen in the book. So I was like, well, I think this is the time to write Space Band. So it's about the worst band in the world. Now, I'm not saying that I know much about being in the worst band in the world.
You've met several of them, though, I'm sure, down through the years.
Exactly, that's the one, yeah.
You've rubbed shoulders with the worst.
Exactly. The worst band in the world, they have to they get beamed up into space and they have to become the best band in the universe. That's the basic premise.
That's the jumping off point. And I suppose when you've got your kids, they can be giving you ideas, they can be feeding into it as well. Was there much collaboration on that front?
Well, you know, if my lawyers ask, then no.
No, absolutely not.
But no, it's brilliant. I've bred my own research team is what I found. I just ask them, you know, what are you into? What are your friends at school into? And they, you know, and they're my toughest critics because kids don't lie. If it's rubbish, they let you know.
No, man. How old is your oldest? Your eldest? Because I think we had kids around the same time, actually.
Oh, yeah. So Buzz now, he's 8. So I've got 8. An 8-year-old, a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Yeah, my fella's 10. And this is the thing. And it's perfect because it's not just pictures. This book is not just pictures. A lot of your stuff actually has a bit more meat to it. There's a lot more words, a lot more reading. There's an actual story. There's a narrative. It's class. And my fella, he just, honestly, you hand him a book and he's finished it the next day. It's unbelievable. So yours are at that age as well.
Amazing.
I like the way the music ties into this book as well. You've got for each song that the band performs, you've got a QR code in the book and it goes over to a tune that you got. Now, I haven't heard any of the tunes because I tried scanning them, but they're not live yet because the book isn't out until tomorrow. Is this the only way we're going to get new music out of McFly?
Well, it's like, yeah, this is like an unofficial McFly album, so it's a bit of a treat because, yeah, the new McFly album won't be out till next year, but if for the McFly fans out there, if you want to hear McFly, they've the guys in the band very kindly have recorded the soundtrack album to Space Band. So, yeah, as you get to the appropriate bit in the story, you scan it with your phone and it brings up, you know, Spotify and or whatever streaming platform you use, mm-hmm. and you can listen to the song from that moment in the book. So that's, it's been actually really fun combining my the kind of two aspects of my life, writing books and recording with the McFly guys. So that's been really fun.
In terms of the new album, then, you're saying it's out next year. Are you bogged down in this, or how are you dividing your work at the moment?
Well, we pretty much finished the McFly album, okay. to be honest. We're just about to start doing all the kind of all the fun bits, like designing the artwork and the photo shoots and the music videos, and getting it all kind of in place for in the new year. And it's amazing. I mean, we've been a band for nearly 20 years. So
stop!
It's,
I don't need it. I don't need it. You're only together 3.5 years, making the rest of us feel old.
I know. Tell me about it. That's how I feel. But it's amazing. We love it just as much as we did. Actually, I think we love it even more so now than we did at the beginning. You appreciate it more as we get older, and it certainly keeps us feeling young, even if we aren't actually young.
Oh man, it's so joyous. Just as fans, having been fans for the last 3.5 years since you've been together, has meant a lot. We Danny in a couple of times actually on the show, and it's just the joy. And you guys are just enjoying yourselves, and the music generally very happy. Very. Would you be touring with the new album?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's the best bit about our job, and you know, it's something we didn't get to do for a few years. Yeah. So it's it means so much now. You know, we've just finished our kind of year of touring this year, doing all the shows over the summer, and it's amazing now seeing just the, you know, the fans that have been with us for 3 years, as you say, and now new fans as well. Like seeing 10-year-olds there with like that are showing an interest in picking up guitars now. Like it's amazing seeing like a new generation of McFly fans come through and that somehow know every word to the song, even though they weren't born when they were released. So that's been amazing. So yeah, we will absolutely be. We'll be touring as much as we can.
Right, get to Dublin, get to Ireland. We want to see you as soon as possible. In the meantime, we'll read this. We'll scan the QR codes. And we'll be listening to the new material from Spaceband. The book is out tomorrow. It's fantastic. If you've got a young reader in your life, or indeed any of Tom's stuff, go and check it out. It's absolutely fantastic. Tom Fletcher, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope everyone enjoys the book and the soundtrack.
Cheers, man. All the best. Much love. Bye, 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 bye. What a beautiful man. What a beautiful man. Called Space Band. It's out tomorrow. The song with the greatest hand in music. This is It's All About Joe on Today FM.
It's all about you.
Oh. I'm secretly in love with each and every one of those boys. McFly on Today FM, speaking to Tom Fletcher just a couple of minutes ago about his new book, Space Band.
Oh. It's mostly Dougie, though, that you're in love with. He is dangerously good-looking, that man.
Oh, damn!
Devastatingly handsome.
Damn, Dougie. yeah, and the end. Perfect. I love Danny as well, though, in fairness. He came in one morning and he was desperately hungover.
He was. He may have been a little bit still under the influence. God
and he
bless
was
him.
Great crack.
Very good crack.
Such a sweet man. They're all fantastic. They're just great. Right, what am I doing? We've got the Galway Comedy Festival on at the end of this month. Two nights in the G Hotel to give away. I played a little bit of a comedian who's performing at the Galway Comedy Festival.
And the devil said, come over to my side. I'll give you all the money in the world. And Jesus replied, he said, what care I? He was Daddy Shakespeare. What care I for all the money in the world when I have no pockets?
Who is it? Text or WhatsApp 0874 100 102. Am I making a call?
Yes.
Bear with me.
It's ringing.
Who am I ringing?
This is Joanne and Ballinasloe.
Joanne?
Yeah.
Joanne.
That's a solid connection on the
Joanne.
Line there.
Joanne.
Is not available at the moment.
Joanne's not available at the moment.
Please leave a message after the Joanne. Tone.
Joanne. You're killing me.
This is not how it's supposed to work,
I'll
Joanne.
Try her again.
Yeah,
try
one more time. One more time.
Cash machine. 60 grand on the line. I'm joking. Try again, Joanne. Sorry. It's ringing.
I mean, it's ringing again.
It's ringing.
Joanne.
Joanne.
Is not available.
Joanne, are you
at the
joking
moment.
Me?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Joanne. You're killing me again. I'm just going to hang up. Sorry, Joanne, we lost you. Sorry to lose you, hon, but I've got to get a winner on the line.
Got to get a...
That's...
Fresh number being punched in as we speak.
Joanne.
We will keep doing this until somebody answers their phone to win the prize. I think we're going to attempt to dial up Carlo. Eddie, I'm looking at you. It's ringing.
Hello?
Eddie. Eddie.
Hello?
Eddie.
Yes?
Is this Joanne or is it Eddie?
It's Eddie.
Eddie, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I can hear myself in the background. Do you mind turning it down? Because there's a bit of an echo on it. Sure, look, I've got the most annoying voice in the radio. I hate the sound of myself. How are you? What's going on?
Not a bother. I'm good.
Are you working? What are you up to?
Tipping away there, yeah.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm just doing a bit of carpentry today.
Carpentry?
Yeah.
Very good. Getting hammered.
Hey-oh.
Nice.
Better than screwed.
Sorry, what?
Better than screwed.
Better than screwed. Yeah.
You nailed.
You nailed it, JP. Eddie, tell us, who is the comedian that's performing at the Galway Comedy Festival?
Tommy Tiernan.
It is, of course.
Well done, Eddie.
It is, of course. GalwayComedyFestival.ie is their website. We've got two nights for you and someone else. In the G Hotel, you can choose whatever gig you want to go to, theghotel.ie. Is their site. Well done, sir.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, lads.
No bother, brother. Listen, thanks for taking a call. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Cheers.
Much love. All the best. Bye-bye. Right, more chances to win with the Galway Comedy Festival. GalwayComedyFestival.ie tomorrow. Lewis Capaldi on Today FM. Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me at Today FM. I'd rather hear how much you regret me. Squeezed show today. And there's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. Including all of the things we didn't get to do on today's show.
Yeah.
We're actually out of time. Matt'll kill me. Back on air tomorrow from 2. Have a lovely evening. The last word is on the Oh, we're out of time.
Ray Foley.
Have a lovely evening. Talk to you tomorrow.
With Supermax.